coming soon. That is not the case in Arlington.
Reaction to the push to get Maryland schools reopened by March. I'm Kate Ryan.
Restaurants are open again for indoor dining in D.C. That ban has been lifted.
The Howard University marching band reflects on escorting Vice President Harris during the parade. I'm Valerie Baum.
9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. These are among the deadliest days for the coronavirus, and millions of Americans still can't get vaccines. Around 37 million doses have been delivered, but the CDC says only 17 million have been given out so far. Supplies are running out at mass vaccination sites. Garland, Texas Mayor Scott LeMay.
We do not have any notifications pending for our next shipment of either when it will arrive or how much it will be.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus says a variant from South Africa is compounding worries.
The beginning of the pandemic, the first 10, 11 months, say it took 10 minutes of a conversation 4 feet apart for me to give enough particles to you to spread the virus. Now that number is half or a third, and so much more transmissible.
Correspondent Deborah Patta is in Johannesburg.
The new strain here seems to have the ability to reduce the effectiveness of antibodies in people infected in the first wave. This means that those infected in the first wave could have little protection from the new strain. Even more troubling, it could render some of the vaccines less effective.
Desperation is leading some to break the law. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
A doctor who worked for the Harris County Public Health Department in Houston has been fired and charged with theft. Dr. Hassan Gokul allegedly stole a vial of the coronavirus vaccine that held 9 doses for personal use. Police say he told a co-worker what he had done at a vaccination site.
There is a new industry growing during the pandemic, vaccine tourism. Florida is cracking down, requiring people to show proof of residency before they can get inoculated. The solution? Harvard Law Professor Glenn Cohen.
I think the best thing we could do would be assisting other countries to meet their rollout and to supply them with vaccines to meet the needs of their population so that we don't create this market where the wealthy and the able-bodied can travel.
The response was immediate after footage from Washington, D.C. showed National Guard troops who'd been protecting the Capitol taking rest breaks in a parking garage. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Lawmakers expressed outrage on social media, showing troops resting on the cement floors and columns. This is unconscionable and unsafe, tweeted Republican Senator Tim Scott. While Democratic Senator and retired Guard member Tammy Duckworth tweeted, they can use my office.
In a statement, the Guard says the move to the garage was temporary. Troops are now headed to hotels or other accommodations. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has just ordered all Guard members from his state to come home. Dow futures are down 217. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 9:03 on Friday, January 22nd, 39 degrees, going to the mid to upper 40s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, it's one last go around through the State House for longtime Maryland State Senator Mike Miller. He died last week at the age of 78. Tributes are pouring in as those who served along with him over the decades descend on Annapolis to pay their final respects.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin went to law school with Mike Miller even before they served in Annapolis together.
As he said, he sat in the last row. I sat in the front first row.
Cardin was among the first group to pay respects to Miller, whose Maryland flag-draped coffin sits under the State House rotunda, where a door was open so the sun could rise over the bay and shine through.
He was tough. He was gruff.
Maryland Congressman and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer helped recruit Miller to Annapolis years ago.
He made an extraordinary contribution to our state, to our people.
What do you say about a giant?
Former Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele.
He was a massive political figure, not just here in Maryland, but around the country.
In Annapolis, John Dome in WTOP News.
Now to the effort to reopen schools in our area. In Arlington County, most students are still learning from home. The superintendent of the school system says they're making progress, but it's not quite time for students to come back to school buildings.
Some parents told the Arlington County School Board once teachers are vaccinated, there's no excuse for not resuming full-time in-person learning.
My husband and I have both worked in-person throughout the entire pandemic, and we will get our vaccines after teachers. We support that decision as long as our children can get back in the classroom.
Arlington County Superintendent Francisco Duran says in the past few days, 1,800 K-12 teachers did get vaccinated.
The Public Health Department is continuing to work with the governor to identify additional vaccine doses.
Duran wants to see more progress on vaccines and metrics before setting new return to school dates. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Meantime, the D.C. public school system is moving closer to getting their students back in the classroom as early as the beginning of the third grading period. School and health leaders told the city council in a long hearing that science does support getting kids back into person learning. D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Louis Farabee told the council that students are facing significant barriers to success in virtual learning. Many parents at that meeting expressed concern about reopening schools as coronavirus case numbers continue to rise in the city.
Maryland's governor wants students back in classrooms by March, saying science supports the decision. Governor Larry Hogan says, however, the biggest roadblock to reopening is the state's teachers union, and the union is responding.
Cheryl Boast, president of the Maryland State Education Association, noted that Governor Larry Hogan and State Superintendent Karen Salmon's call to get schools to open no later than March comes days after teachers were added to those eligible to get COVID-19 vaccinations.
This topic about vaccines is very interesting because even the governor admits we don't have enough of them.
Boast rejected the governor's suggestion that schools have thrown up roadblocks to reopening. In Prince George's County, school CEO Dr. Monica Goldson issued a statement thanking parents, staff, and teachers for their patience during the pandemic and said their health and safety were the highest priority. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
And we're getting reaction from Montgomery County Public Schools. Leaders from that school system say they're deeply concerned and they're asking for more time from the community to prepare for the second semester.
Well, a ban on indoor dining is over in D.C. We've got that for you next. It's 9:07.
The COVID-19 pandemic is devastating us, but we can take control. We can stop the deaths and the disruption to our lives if we choose to eliminate the virus from our country. We can do it. With a government-supported shutdown now, in just 5 weeks' time, we can start getting our lives back to normal for good. Let's unite and get to COVID zero. Paid for by COVID Action Group and the New England Complex Systems Institute.
2021 can be the year you grow your hair back, and now is a great time to do just that. PAI Medical Virginia is offering a New Year special, $500 off PRP and laser treatments and interest-free payment plans. The same company that has the trademark procedure multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants now has PRP, platelet-rich plasma and laser hair treatments for men and women who want fuller, thicker hair. Three great solutions, one great result. Maybe
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.